Should I start this program over?
The program will start in a few minutes.
Come on, get with the program.
This is amazing. Get with the program.
The program is rock solid. The program is sound.
That's your program.
You folks ready for a show?
Ready, Freddy. Ain't too steady.
I am ready. My name's not Freddy, and I'm not too steady, but I am Gary. And I am with you on what is going to go down as the best show I've had all year long. Now, by definition, it's also going to be the worst show I've had all year long because it's the first show of a brand new year. Hello! Welcome to 2022. Still got a hangover? Hey, I made it to midnight. Well, midnight East Coast time. I didn't make it to midnight Texas time. Sorry. Couldn't hang, but I hope you hung. Brought in the new year. Hope it's a better year. It's going to be a great show, though, on a back to it Monday. Thanks for dropping by. Star Country 96.9. Clint Cooper rejoins us, this time talking sports. Sports Break brought to you by Jones Insurance. There were some Joneses a little upset yesterday. Dallas Cowboys couldn't get it done at home against Arizona. And based upon a survey I saw, were there some tears shed? Some TVs turned off early? According to this survey that looked at NFL fans to determine the saddest, most miserable fan bases out there, Dallas Cowboy fans came in as the saddest group of the bunch. The saddest group. They get frustrated, too. They turn off the television more than other fan bases. And right behind them, New England, the Patriot fan base. Yeah, super sad. Super miserable, too, which made me think maybe we could have a different bowl. No, not the big game, but a different bowl. Maybe we should call that bowl the Miserable? Get ready for the Gridiron's Gloomiest Clump Fest when the NFL's two most miserable fan bases face off in a surly showdown of sourness. It's the 2022 Miserable Bowl, featuring the top-ranked fans of the Dallas Cowboys.
How about them Cowboys? Seriously, how about not sucking in the playoffs?
Versus the number two-ranked fans of the New England Patriots.
Just like last year, the only Pats in the playoffs are going to be Brady and Gronk.
Forget Super Sunday. The Miserable is Super Saturday.
How do we lose the division to the Bills? The Bills.
Oh, bless your heart. We ain't been to the Super Bowl since 1996.
Yeah, well, Jerry Jones hasn't aged a bit since then.
Really? Well, maybe you should follow Robert Kraft's massage regimen.
Don't miss the Miserable Bowl.
What's that star on your helmet? Is that a logo or a rating?
Ooh, what's the matter? Are your balls feeling a little deflated?
Nice stadium you got there. Too bad it ain't open in January.
How do you know? Is Bill Belichick filming it?
Star Country 96.9. You feel well rested? Got enough sleep? Sound sleep last night? If you're like most of us, the answer's no. Suggestion for you. Why don't you sleep like a baby? Now you might be thinking, Gary, duh. We would all like to sleep like a baby, but as an adult, we have all these worries. Keeps us up all night. No, literally, sleep like a baby, and it might help out. According to studies, if we set our sleep schedule like we do our kids, we'll sleep better. Like set a fixed bedtime. Regular bedtimes improve toddler sleep. Well, guess what? It'll improve our sleep, too. Take a hot bath. Oh, yeah, our little ones, we bathe them, put them in their onesie. They're all ready to go asleep. Us, too. And engage in a quiet activity like reading. We read a bedtime story to our little ones to get them to sleep. Read some books before you go to bed. Or you could do like me. I have my wife do it.
Toey, can you read me a bedtime story, please? Oh, whoa, wait. Where's my blankie and my teddy bear? Okay, now I'm ready.
What do you say, New Year's Day?
Yes, sir. New Year started a few days ago. That's right.
That's right. That means we're in dry January.
Oh, do you participate in dry January, sir?
I don't even know what that means. When did the month after December stop being just plain old January? Who did it, the millennials?
No, sir, it's still January, but some people are taking this month as a chance to get healthy.
Being dry ain't healthy. I mean, look at me. Jill says I gotta rub moisture cream all over my body every night. She doesn't even help. I even offer a massage after. What a waste.
No, sir. The dry means abstaining from alcohol. Sir?
This is a thing people do on purpose?
Yes, sir, they do.
In America?
Sir, yes, sir.
I knew things were bad, but I didn't know they were this bad. No wonder they stormed Washington last dry January.
No, sir, no.
I totally get it now. If I was told by a bunch of millennials that I couldn't drink for a month, I'd poop on Pelosi's desk, too.
Sir, maybe we should say goodbye now.
Oh, we're going to say goodbye, all right. Goodbye to dry January. Make America drink again.
Goodbye, sir. Star Country 96.9, 25 minutes past 8 o'clock. If you tune in through much of the morning, and certainly during the 6 o'clock hour, you know for the last month or so, during the Titus Regional Medical Center Medical Moment, Dr. Greg DeLisi has joined us talking about the flu. Flu season, get your flu shot. And you also know he's been a staple for a year and a half, maybe more than that, talking about COVID. Well, got a breakthrough, bad breakthrough to report on. Israel is reporting they actually have a patient that has both COVID and the flu. Yeah, COVID and the flu. Got them both. That's just great. I guess we need to come up with a name. How about you got COVID and the flu Rona. Let's call it flu Rona. This is just great. Ooh, I'm feeling really bad, really bad. Got a double virus and called flu Rona. Ooh, stomach flu. But then you add Omicron, you got Florona. Puking up my guts, throwing up, plus a stuffy nose, a fry and scratchy throat, and a cough. Got infected twice. Oh no! I've got my Florona. Join me, doctor. Come on. My Florona. I'm going to give you one more chance, doctor. Now join in. Come on. My Florona. You missed your cue, doctor. You missed your cue.
I'm sorry. I like it. I like it. I've never heard that.
You really like it. Really. Doctor, have you heard of such a thing? Is it rare that somebody would contract both things like this? Or is it certainly a possibility? And if a possibility, a likelihood?
Yeah, no, I think we'll see plenty of it. I think the only reason we're not right now, or I haven't seen any, I'm not 100% sure we haven't seen it as a clinic, but I think the only reason is because, thankfully, we haven't really seen much flu yet. Mm. But I think we will. I think we'll have a normal flu season, unlike last year. So if that happens, and right now the incidence of COVID that we're seeing is the highest we've ever seen. And so, yeah, so there's no doubt we're going to see some Corona.
Here's our mind-bender question, nearly half of us. We wish we were. We now know the correct answer is not thinner. It's not about being in better shape. It's not about having a better bank account. It's not about being rich. What do you think the right answer is?
Being younger.
Being younger. Oh, to be young again. Physically, I would certainly prefer not having the aches and pains that crop up. When did going to sleep become a dangerous activity? I'll be sleeping and wake up with something hurting. It's like, what happened last night?
You forgot to pick up the banana peeling.
I guess. But in terms of my knowledge, my experience, I would not trade that in for the naivety of being young. Physically, yeah, I wish I was younger. But mentally, my experience, I'm glad I'm where I'm at. Unfortunately, you are not at Mardi Gras Seafood of the Flying Cowburger with that guess. That's not it. Keep trying. What's your guess?
All my family to be healthy.
Healthy is a sweet guess. Oh, I would love to be healthy or healthier. Nearly half of us wish we were healthy. Are you not healthy?
Yes.
Oh, good. Do you also wish to eat for free at Mardi Gras, the Flying Cowburger?
I'm not sure if
it's
the right answer.
Well,
you're going to be unhealthy because you're going hungry.
You are going hungry. What's your guess?
Taller.
Taller? How tall are you?
6 foot.
Well, that's good height. That's what I am. Yeah, 6 foot. But I will be honest, I wish I was taller. I'd like to be about 6'2", 6'3". What's your ideal height?
6'2 would be good.
Yeah. So you wish you were a little bit taller. Me too. I come from a family of giants, though. My dad was 6'6". My brother 6'4". My aunt was 6'4". So I was kind of the runt of the family at 6 feet tall. So it makes sense that I would want to be taller just so I actually look like I belong to my family. It is true that nearly half of us wish we were taller. That's the right answer. Who are you?
Don Grotzky.
Don Grotzky, a winner. I've got a certificate in your name. Come on by and pick it up. Thanks for playing.